Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Part 2 of Dale Brooks, The Man I Wanted to Be. What can we learn from a godly man who has passed on? Some mourn. Some people mourn with many regrets. But Pastor Brooks taught us to mourn in our praise, in the greatness of, the sweetness of, the sweet Holy Spirit in their lives, of the loving, the touching, the serving of a very special person's life. Thursday, you will hear much of how he touched each one of our lives. Even those of you reading today who don't know him, see the fruit of his ministry in my ministry, in the ministry of Craig Altman and Grace Family Church. Pastor Dale hired Craig and Debbie as youth pastors without any prior experience, and then 12 years later blessed them as they left to start Grace Family Church 28 years ago. His life lives on in his two sons and grandchildren. Tyler, his oldest grandchild, is a pastor at this church. He is an honest example of what one life can do by planting a seed, igniting a fire in so many to see the luminous light of Jesus Christ. Thursday's celebration of life will not be about a man dying. It will be about how he lived, because he lives through all of us and our families. We are his quiver full of arrows. It will be a legacy of life, of character, integrity, honesty, humility, and a deep passion for the purpose of life, his wife, his family, and his God. He was that man you wanted to be when you grew up, and no one could do a wedding or a funeral like Pastor. He was the best of the best. He was also and always a pastor to pastors, a unifier, always drawing pastors and other churches together to make Tampa a bay of the Holy Spirit by God's word, prayer, and worship. It was never about denominations. It was about reaching people for Christ. He and Mama Kay visited 39 countries, planted numerous churches, and supported scores of pastors and missionaries. His love for missions never dimmed. I rode motorcycles with the Brookses for over 30 years, and he was always a fun-loving man of God who we wanted to be like when we grew up. No matter that he battled cancer twice, he never stopped putting other people before himself and heralding the call of living a servant's life. What can we learn from a man like Dale Brooks? Everything. About living a servant's life and touching the world for Jesus. Those who sat under his ministry or knew him could never forget his heart for people. His last breath here was his first breath in glory. If ever a man was ready, he twisted that throttle and entered those glorious gates led by an escort of heavenly motoring angels. Services will be December the 8th, Thursday at Grace Family Church on the Lutz campus at 5 and 6 o'clock. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.